K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.
It's Jason Doherty. Whom do you have?
I have Lawson Humphreys with us down here in the rooms. He's been doing some Cats TV as well, and he's joined us on K-Rock Football. Lawson, well, that was a bit of fun, wasn't it, in the end?
Yeah, no, good win. We knew Port were, Port a really emotional team, and at their best, they're a really good side. And I thought they were, for the first quarter, first half, it was really tough, and we just had to stick at it. And obviously, we did that really well, I thought, and broke open a bit in the second half, so it was nice.
And your mate came on and stole Jez's thunder in that third term. Jack Martin came on as the super sub, as we heard a few players call him early, and he certainly lit up GMHBA there for a minute.
Yeah, no, it was good fun. The crowd was going, it was ballistic. It was really good, and Sully was out there taking a hanger, and yeah, it was just all happening at once. So, really fun, and good way to thank the members. Obviously, we've got our member thank you round, so it was good fun. Good fun being out there, and that's what you love about, I guess, these games, and the privilege of being at Geelong is just the atmosphere you get from the crowd, and it was good fun.
Lawson, it's Tom King, Ben Castagnelia and Reg Tuohy talking to you. Look, I know you're not a young man who'll get ahead of himself, but I just feel you're spending a little bit too much time inside forward 50 thinking that you're a goal kicker.
Don't listen to him, Lawrence. Keep doing it.
I've got to bet with Zach Guthrie, so I've got to keep trying to kick goals.
Right, so you've got four for the season. He's got one. You've got him covered.
No, I'll keep kicking more. I might as well. Kicking goals is fun. I'm sure I know Reg back in his days, he was getting forward every time. So.
Don't bring up the goal after the siren, Lawrence. You know, I don't like talking about it. Gosh.
I might let Reg fire away at you, Lewis.
Go on. Congratulations, mate. I thought you were exceptional again. Heading into a big finals campaign, I know you've got quite a bit of footy to play before then, and I think we spoke earlier in the year about how exciting it must be for you at this stage of your career to be looking at a big tilt at a finals campaign.
Yeah, 100%. It's such a privilege being at Geelong. I think that's one of the things we're so lucky about here. You're always contending for finals and flags, and if you're not, then everybody's, it's a big travesty to the Geelong community. So, it's definitely a privilege, and I'm really excited. I think we've got a really good side again. There's a lot of good teams around the comp, and we just have to keep on getting better every week. And I don't think we're far off. We're still, you're never a finished product, and I think it's going to be really exciting when we come to finals, and hopefully we've built a really good form sheet.
Lawson, you get to three-quarter time and the game as a result, is over, what's sort of spoken about at three-quarter time in terms of, from the coaching staff, in terms of the way they want you to play in the final quarter? Because it's happened last week and again this week.
Yeah, I think it's like we're just trying to focus on ourselves and, getting the habits right. I think we had a few weeks there where we played some better teams and we didn't do that very well against the Giants and Brisbane. So, we really take those games into consideration, and, it's about a four-quarter performance. And, if you drop off for a quarter, in a game where you're winning by a lot, you can get away with it. But if you're playing the really good sides, you drop off for a quarter and you're down six, or they come back six goals, and I think it was just really important for us that we continue to get that continuity with the four-quarter efforts. And, so at half-time, three-quarter time, I guess, it's just about continuing on to doing the team things and playing the right way.
We have a whole heap of stats up here, courtesy of Champion Data. What are a couple of stats that usually get highlighted on a board in terms of you think that, are barometers for how the team's going and playing against a certain opposition?
Probably our forward half intercepts. That's probably the main one, I reckon. I think we take a lot of pride in being a forward half team and, a territory gaining team. So the more we can turn the ball over in the forward half, obviously, the more it's living in there. So I think that's probably the main one that we, really, emphasise during the week. We want to try and get those turnovers early, and it just means us defenders don't have to do as much, and means we can keep the ball around Jezza so he can get his 100 maybe.
Absolutely. We've got 25 to go. We've got the countdown clock on for Jezza. The other thing too, I suppose, you're still a very young player. I think tonight was your 30th game of footy, but the competition for spots, you've got a very, very small injury list, if any. It's red hot, helps keep players on their toes.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the beauty of being in a really good side and a good squad, and I think that's what wins premierships, having a really solid squad, really good depth. I think our emergencies, Nev, Jai and Busey, have all been playing really good footy at VFL level, and they're all very deserving to play AFL. So I guess as a group playing in the AFL, we know that, and we've just got to keep working hard and doing the team things, and I think that's what's going to keep us in good stead, that pressure for spots.
We've praised you all year. Have you been happy with your season today?
I Not overly. I think the last couple of months I've probably, probably haven't been as good as I had hoped. Just probably getting some things wrong, mentally, physically, and on the ground. So just about, I guess, resetting. And I felt like tonight I kind of reset really well. And, it's just been, you know, working really hard with Nige, and James Kelly's been really helpful. And then even a move to the wing was probably really beneficial for me, just to change it up a bit, keep the keep me really engaged, and it just reset. I'm starting a new position, and I feel really good now, and I think I just needed that kind of needed that game to make me remember that I can do it at the highest level.
Did you go out to St Albans and have a look yesterday, Lawes?
Yeah, it was grim viewing.
Unless you're a Nathan Kruger fan.
Yeah, well, I am a little bit of a Nathan Kruger fan, so it was good to watch. But I'm also a bigger Tom Higgins fan, and he didn't do much. So
he kicked a couple, but your old mate from Wickham, he's going to go and have a run with the Blues at VFL level?
Yeah, it's very exciting. He grew up as a Carlton supporter, and he loves them. And I don't know if he's going so he can just get the Guernsey and the shorts, and he can say that he was at Carlton for a period. It's good. He's worked really hard, and he's got another big pre-season for him. And, he wants to play, obviously, at the highest level. He's really determined, and, if he can get himself right, I'm sure he can give it a tilt.
And just on you, you're so far from home, but just Geelong just seems to have embraced you, and you seem to have embraced Geelong as well.
Yeah, well, I guess I was really lucky that I went to boarding school. I probably learned the skills to be away from home, and I think like the club's so good. We have a really good work-life balance, and I think that's been really important for me to find a life outside of footy. I think last year was all footy, and that was okay first year, and this year I've probably realised that I need to find a bit of a life outside of footy, and that's really good for me, and I think that's been part of probably just a reset for me mentally, is just, you know, getting away from the footy club and doing that, and the club's really good at facilitating that. So, it's just really important.
Who's your most annoying teammate, Lawson?
Max Holmes. Yeah, right. Flog.
What? Yeah. Well, you didn't have to think about that for too long.
Nah, it was very easy.
There was no think music required there.
Yeah,
Why does Max get on your go? What does he do that
He has all these meters gained, he gets all these disposals, kicks goals, he's pretty happy with himself, so he makes sure we all know about it.
Well, I wouldn't talk to him tonight because he had 35 and 875 metres gained, so I'd give him a wide berth until at least Wednesday.
Yeah, I think we will. I'll be staying far away from him.
See you Friday night, Lawes. It's a quick turnaround, and we're back here doing it all again in 120 hours' time.
Yeah, perfect. Can't wait.
Well done. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks,
well done,
Lawrence. Cheers.
Lawson Humphreys joining us.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.